Oh, it's pretty late in the day again. I don't know where the hours just disappear to. 6:30, and I'm going to do something which I promised to do yesterday. One bean, one roaster, but two profiles. We're on the Kenyan Kiangoi AB bean, a delicious bean that, as you know, I've pulled through the espresso machine. This was the espresso profile. I've put milk to it. I had it neat, and yesterday I did it in the V60. A beautiful mouthfeel, a beautiful caramel salty note, and just delighting the palate, really. I had it just about an hour before now. But still, as I said yesterday as well, I can just drink coffee oat all day long. As long as I don't have too many at the same time, I'm absolutely all right. So I was actually quite looking forward to this and gagging for coffee because I've only had a coffee in the morning. That's way too long ago. So, as I said, Extract Coffee Roasters have got this delicious Kenyan bean, Kiangoi AB. They've profiled it as an espresso and also profiled it as a filter coffee. So geared towards maybe something a bit lighter in the mouth, something that has a gentle extraction, brewing usually gentler filter than it is with espresso with, you know, 9 bar of pressure going through the puck. So already putting them out on a clean kitchen towel, as I always do, they were just slightly lighter than the espresso profile. I was quite shocked, actually, that there were not that much difference in it. But they're actually, anyway, roasting a bit on the light side, which is what I like. They just keep all the nice ingredients that are inherent in a bean in the beans during the roasting process and just bring out really the notes and the sweetness that a coffee can give. So this particular coffee is SL28, SL34, Ryuru 11. It's washed, it's sun-dried on African beds. It's from high altitude, 1700 to 1900 meters above sea level. And also what Extract Coffee tell you is the rainfall, 1600 to 1900 millimeters per annum. And again, another information which I saw here this morning when I looked at it, harvest is October, November. It's a fly crop March, April. Don't quite know what that means, but interesting. Then, when I ground the coffees, again, I just smelt the ground coffee, the espresso one, a bit earthier, darker in its smell and its notes. And the filter one, just lighter, sweeter, a sweetness coming off the grinds, which was interesting. And now, doing them both on the V60, they've dripped both in about 2 minutes, 20, had the same water temperature at 95, and the same amount of grinds, 16.5 grams, and 230 grams of water poured gently around the world in a very gentle way. So all the grinds very well extracted. Nothing over-extracted, nothing under-extracted. I think I've got this to a T. And now what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to use a cupping spoon. Why? Is because in the cupping spoon itself, which is kind of a deep cup in the spoon, you can also distinguish the color very nicely. So going in for the espresso roasting profile. Got to be a bit of a slurp. I'm sorry about that. Ooh, very familiar to yesterday. Lovely mouthfeel. Caramelly saltiness happening again. Very nice color, kind of a lovely, deep, rich copper color. Nice. I like this kind of saltiness, this caramel sweet saltiness. It's very, very unique almost. Because, I don't know, but Kenyan coffees, you really kind of equate them with blackberries, with a wininess. This is totally different. Now, going into the filter version. In the bowl of the cupping spoon, lighter. What does it remind? It's a bit kind of an orange tint to it. Very, very beautiful. Oh, this is sweet. This is so sweet and juicy. Totally different. Totally different. My God, if only I could see the roasting profile they've adopted here. Both of them just beautiful. But I think for now, maybe for an afternoon, God, it'll be difficult to kind of choose which one I prefer. They're both really nice. Can I have this lighter filter profile again? Wow, wonderfully sweet, but a balance as well. There's not just the one-dimensional sweetness. There's a sweetness that goes into a juiciness. What would that be? I think I'm going to take a bigger gulp and see what it does when I leave it in my mouth for a while. Oh, this is just beautiful. I think for now I'm tending towards this one just because, well, if anything, it's more kind of tea-like. It's very, very subtle. This juiciness, what kind of, I don't know. It reminds me of a peach. It reminds me of a peach. Let me just see again. It's so sweet. It is so lovely. Just as a comparison, I'm going to go back and take a big gulp now of the espresso one. Like day and night. Totally, totally different. The mouthfeel as well. A heavier mouthfeel in the espresso one. I discussed this yesterday. I like this kind of heaviness. But I think, I mean, the other one is not terribly light as a mouthfeel, but it's definitely lighter. And really what strikes me with that filter, Kiangoi AB Bean, it is so, so sweet and juicy. It's delicious. You could really just drink this all day long. The temperature now just right, in its early 50s, kind of 51 degree. I love it like that. Oh, wow. You know, like sometimes you've got coffees, obviously, which what you don't want. You don't want any inside of your mouth being assaulted or tightened or anything. This doesn't do this. This is just lovely. It envelops everything. The tongue, the sides of your cheeks inside. It's just really beautiful. The other one has this saltiness. Very, very interesting. Ha! I'd be pushed to choose, but I think I'm going to stick my neck out for now, for 6:45 in the evening, for having paid a lot of attention to both. I think I'm going to go for the filter version this time. It's just delightful. Of course, what I could also do is push that through the R58 just to see. I mean, you know, experimenting is a lot of fun with coffee, just to see how that actually works. I'm not going to do this tonight. No, it's definitely too late for that. But the next coming days, maybe. So these two beans have been roasted on the 13th of this month. Today we are the 24th, so not too long. An optimum window. Fantastic, these two beans. I will say, extract coffee roasters, a real discovery for me. Wonderful. If only they were closer. They're in Bristol, so watch out if you're in Bristol. You should definitely check them out. But they've also got an online shop, of course. So there's nothing keeping you from testing them, from getting beans from them. Just extractcoffee.co.uk. They freshly roast them, send them out once a week. You can't go wrong with that, can you? I would encourage you to check it out. Thanks again to David, to Ashley, to Lee, Extract Coffee. Wow, embracing you, really embracing you in what you do. Fantastic.